bashers, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of Common Sense Gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Indeed. Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Be sure to put down on your calendar now, September the 15th, if you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, or if you plan on coming. We'd love for you to come from anywhere in the country if you can work that schedule out. The event is the Home Health Home and Garden Expo, and it's at the Plano Center, Center in Plano, Texas. We're taking over the whole facility, and it's a great venue, and really looking forward to having people come. We're Marty Whittaker and her organization with all the human health issues, and then us with the pets and the plants and all that kind of thing will be there and speaking, the booths, all the information. There'll be a lot of medical testing available going on and all that sort of thing. So hope to see you then. September the 15th in Plano, Texas at the Plano Center. Let's see. Also, landscape contractors. We started a list some time ago, and we're building it, and we ask for your help. If you have a landscape contractor or know of any landscape contractors that do anything that is in this natural organic category, we're trying to build this database so that when people call us and ask us who is somebody that can do the kind of stuff you're talking about, we have these companies that we can put them in touch with. So just send it to us by email, info@dirtdoctor.com, or you can send us a message, I guess. Well, if you don't do email, you can send us a letter to this address. It's Post Office Box 140650, Dallas, Texas 75214. Post Office Box 140650, Dallas, Texas 75214. All right, let's get caught up. Maggie's been holding a long time, and there's open line if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. The mystery photograph is still available to be identified and win some cool prizes. Hello, Maggie. What's going on?
Well, a couple of things. We have a new dog.
All right.
We went to the Fort Worth shelter, the city shelter. They're really overcrowded in the last couple of months. They've had some discounts on adoption fees. Actually, somebody apparently liked this little blue heeler so well that they paid her fee when they relinquished her or found her and turned her in or whatever.
But oh, that's great.
We know there's no such thing as a free dog.
No, not at all. Well, I'm glad you got a new family member. That's terrific.
And she's blended with the other two beautifully.
All
but
right.
This is a time when the yard just seems to be awash with ticks.
Okay.
And the last time we had rain and then I watered some, I put in beneficial nematodes through the zone. I think that the dogs are getting it in. But what is there anything you know of topical other than the collar, or what are other things that you recommend?
Kill
them if possible, but repel them definitely.
Yeah. A couple of things I'd recommend. One, we're seeing some good benefit from on several pests, and that's liquid cedar. The Cedar Side Company makes a liquid product that's already in a hose-in sprayer deal that's available, and I think maybe some other companies have a similar product. Just look at the ingredients. But cedar seems to have a really good effect on the ticks and other things as well. The other thing on the beneficial nematodes is it's really important to treat the whole property, not just, you know, part of the property, because I know there's cost issues involved, but if you don't do the whole place, you can end up still having some of the beasts around. Doctor.
Yeah, it's managing the space and having the time to do it. I have more of the stuff in the fridge. I just hoped we'd get more rain so I could treat some more. It's just been a management thing.
Right.
It's a big yard.
Well, one of the things that Bob Webster and Dr. Dan Kirby, his vet buddy down in San Antonio, are recommending, and you can buy the product from Dan Kirby's place in San Antonio, mail order if it's not available near you, but it's a shampoo that contains aloe vera and what was the other ingredient that they liked so much? Oh, it's an oatmeal-based aloe vera shampoo, and that really helps with the itchy skin, the fleas, and the ticks. So the cedar, beneficial nematodes, cedar on the site, and then an aloe vera oatmeal-based shampoo, that combination really works well.
I actually have one that somebody sent me recently I could just probably blend a little aloe vera into.
Yeah,
similar to what you described. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the other thing is, like, we found a little tick on Tater the other day, just, you know, and it's tough with his fur. It's so thick and everything, but just the inspection and removing them as you run into them, that's part of the program.
What I've discovered is that it doesn't work to brush the dogs in the house because I just find them on me. So
right.
I need to brush them, like, on the patio and maybe have some sort of, like, a spray that, I don't know, if there's, what, is there anything that kills them on contact? I mean,
any of the soapy products would do it. If you had a bucket of soapy water when you're brushing and just knock the brush off in the soapy water,
yeah,
then the products that contain essential oils, those essential oils will kill ticks and fleas both, on
so
contact.
I could stand the dog in a little shallow child's waiting pool and just drop the, yeah, that would work better.
That would be a good, that'd be a good way to go. Sure would.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to meeting your new little beast.
We named her Pepper.
Okay.
And the thing about adopting animals from the shelter is that so many of them are heartworm positive.
Mm-hmm.
But my vet has agreed that as long as she doesn't have symptoms, we're doing what they call the slow kill treatment.
Okay.
Which involves a antibiotic for a month that kills off something in the bloodstream that the heartworms feed on, and then using the monthly heartworm preventatives that kills off any new ones, and so the existing ones die slowly, and you'll eventually get a positive or a negative heartworm test.
As long as she doesn't have symptoms.
And that's one of the intimidating things about adopting animals from the shelter is that oftentimes the heartworm is a component. So at least there's a way to do this that's a little slower and a lot less expensive.
Yeah, and I think that dramatic heartworm treatment, and I understand why they're, a dog dying of heartworms is a terrible thing, but that treatment is so harsh, I think it can lead to other problems, kind of like, throwing high nitrogen synthetic fertilizer over and over at a plant and leading to insect and disease problems, same kind of thing.
You have to keep them really quiet for a month or so after so they don't end up with pulmonary, embolisms from the
when it's releasing and killing, right.
They still can have problems with the slow method. My vet said that it's still better to try to walk her on a leash. This little dog is like a little pistol shot. She's just fast, so I don't know if that's possible, but she herds us all.
Yeah, it'd be kind of like slowing down Nellie at our house. I know exactly what you mean. Well, we probably ought to do something about this slow kill treatment in a newsletter and make it available to more people.
I'll send you what I've got from the shelter.
Okay.
And I was curious to see if my vet would agree to it. And I've done the other method before, and it's very expensive, and you have to keep the dog on a leash for a month, and it's hard if you're a working person and all of that.
Sure,
so, this is actually easier. I hope it also works for the dog.
I think it'll be great. Look forward to meeting Pepper. Thank you, Maggie.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Let's see what John is up to because he has a guess on our mystery plant, apparently. Hey, John, calling from George West, Texas?
Yes, sir.
Where is George West?
Well, we're about 80 miles south of San Antonio.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, little old country town.
Down the Mission Trail down there somewhere, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, there is a cattle drive trail that went through here, and unfortunately, I can't remember the name, but I know there's a marker on Highway 281, so 281 comes right through our town.
Can you hang with me so we're not rushed?
You bet.
Okay, let me put you on hold. We'll chat when this break is over. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Ladybug, a new Earth Natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Be proactive. Sure, you take your daily vitamins, but do you replenish the glutathione levels in your body as part of your long-term health strategy? Glutathione is our body's primary antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. As we age, our levels decrease, making it important to continually boost our glutathione levels. Why is RegActive so groundbreaking and so important? Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive products contain ME3, a patented probiotic delivery system which carries glutathione past our stomach acids and into our bodies, stimulating our own body's production of glutathione. It's a paradigm-changing approach to health and anti-aging wellness. Join our family today. Our RegActive family of glutathione-producing supplements, liver and detox, cardio wellness, and immune and vitality. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. Available online and coming to fine natural products retailers nationwide.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic insect and pest control? Pure Grows Bug Stop is a blend of natural plant oils that controls mites, scale, white flies, aphids, tent caterpillars, and beetles. Bug Stop delivers rapid knockdown and kill and is safe to use around plants, pets, people, and beneficial insects. Ask for Pure Grows Bug Stop in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth:
Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard back with you, and we're going to go back to George West, Texas, and John is there. John, you with us?
I'm still with you. Yes, sir. Good morning.
What's your guess on our mystery photograph to start with? It's on DirtDoctor.com.
It looks to me like what I've always known as a helicopter plant, but I guess maybe there's a botanical name, a tipwa or tipwu. Close?
Not really. It's a little bit more common than that, John. It's a little bit of a tricky photograph. I'll give a clue, I guess, if somebody doesn't get it here pretty soon. But what's your crepe myrtle question?
My crepe myrtle question is, so here in my community, I've run across several crepe myrtles that I really like the way they look. And, of course, I don't think anybody knows the names of them, but if I want to propagate by cutting and rooting, just tell me when to cut and what to do.
Well, there's a couple of ways to go, John. The most foolproof way and the easiest way to go that would work best right now would be to do what's called air layering. Are you familiar with that?
Yes. Is that where you score the stem and then wrap it with
Some peat moss, and it's one of the uses for peat moss. You can use a mixture of peat moss and compost to be even better. And, you make a cut and then put a little piece of wood in there so the cut stays open. And in this case, I would treat with the peat moss and the compost mix, whatever you use, with the Garrett juice mixture. You seal it first with some people use just plastic. Some people will put tin foil on it first and then cover that with plastic. Different people do it different ways. You end up with a little football-shaped bandage around that cut area that might be 8 inches long, something like that. And the thing roots out into that area, and you have then cloned that tree. It's exactly the same thing. You get the same kind of clone if you do a cutting, and you can do a cutting right now. In fact, after the plant goes through its first burst of flowers and has gone on the downside of that first bloom cycle, that's the perfect time to make cuttings that would be about 6 to 8 inches long, and put human saliva, spit on the cut end, put it into either perlite or an organic potting soil or something like that, and you can get the rooting that way, and that will give you an exact clone of that tree as well.
Great. I got one more composting question for you, and this is just by observation.
Okay.
I recently moved into town, from living in the country. And in making compost in the country, of course, I used well water to wet the pile down. And, you know, maybe it's just me. I'm not sure if I'm using different ingredients. But using city water, which I guess is chlorinated, is that going to have any effect on how rapid my compost works or doesn't work?
Well, it's a good question. It actually can have some damage because the chlorine and the fluoride and the various things in there, but primarily those two chemicals, are antagonistic and can even kill beneficial microbes, especially sure. You know, when they're just getting going. So, yeah, it's ideal to use pond water, well water that's well-balanced, rainwater, you know, that's been collected or something like that, rather than the city water. If the city water is run through a carbon filter first, that makes a big difference. We have I wish we had a sponsor that was a water company, because it's something I really need to remember to talk about more than I do. We, for years, have had a whole house filter system so that the water that we even put in the swimming pool and in the koi pond and in the potted plants around the backyard, that water is filtered of the and doesn't have the chlorine and fluoride in there for the most part.
Well, so I guess one of the things I have been doing is I have some large plastic tubs, and I will fill those up with water and let them sit for a couple days. Am I correct in that will eliminate some of the chlorine?
It'll eliminate the chlorine. It will not eliminate the chloramines, which are even more detrimental. You've got to filter them out, and they're even harder to filter out, I think. But it will definitely help some. We've got a situation where we water the dogs out at the greenhouse, and that water, that pipe, bypasses the house. And so it's chlorine that goes so far. I don't know if that has an effect on it or not. It doesn't have a real strong chlorine taste. But I'll put water in a bowl form out there from time to time. I try to bring it in from the house because it's cleaner. But when we put it out there and it sits for a while, it definitely cleans it up to some degree.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Bye.
Appreciate the call very much. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Joe's been holding a while. Let me talk to him, and then I'll catch up on a few of my doings. Hello, Joe. Joe, are you there in Springtown, Texas? I'll see if he's still there, Mary Rose. This note from you. I'll read that and talk to people about it when I come back. We got an open line for you if you want to jump on here. Don't know if Joe in Springtown's there or not, but whether he is or not, got a little room for you. Jump on at 866-444-3478. We're going to talk about a little in Howard's garden and a little tree planting and a few things like that and get caught up on things I need to do, and then we'll get back to the phone lines. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Website is dirtdoctor.com.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically, because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's RegActiv.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. And here's Joe who came back with us. Where were you, Joe?
I don't know. This modern technology just causes me problems.
What's going on in Springtown?
Well, I planted some pimento peppers for the first time this year.
Okay.
And let me say that, like some of the other callers you've had, having problems with the garden not producing. You know, I do everything organic. Most of it I make right here on site. And I've seen the problem with production. Just wasn't nothing making until I finally put down some 432 poultry litter stuff. And that made everything go to grow.
They were a little hungry. Yeah, this heat and the direct sun on the peppers is really probably an issue. One of the things that I discovered some years ago, Joe, and this is a good tip for everybody, Bob Webster actually puts a shade cloth over his garden for some of his stuff that has to go through the hottest time of the year. And peppers specifically can grow better in some partial shade than in full sun. All the books and all the websites and everything that you read other than my stuff tell, and I stumbled onto it accidentally, tell you that they need to be in full sun. But some shade, especially in the afternoon, will help your production of peppers tremendously.
Yeah. The problem I had with these pimento, like I say, it's the first year I've ever grown them. I really like them. But on the inside, on the very bottom, there's a black spot that'll start on nearly all of them, and it kind of turns into kind of a hairy-looking mold.
Mm-hmm.
On the inside of the pepper, and sometimes it'll actually end up coming all the way through the pepper. You can see it on the outside, but usually you don't know it until you cut it open, and you'll see it right there in the bottom. What would cause that?
Well, I think it's similar to blossom end rot on a tomato. And it's caused ultimately by the water system in the plant not working quite properly. And that comes from the incredible heat. It comes from overwatering or underwatering, you know, some kind of a stress kind of thing. Just like with peppers, one of the ways to help overcome it, in fact, if you do this, you probably will never have the problem again, is when you plant the peppers or the tomatoes or whatever that is having this kind of a problem, put a little bit of Epsom salts down in the planting hole. Probably the best way to do it is just to put a tablespoon to two tablespoons of Epsom salts in a gallon of water and just drench the planting hole when you plant. You can do it after the fact, too, and it'll probably help to a degree as well.
Yeah. You know, normally I do that every year, and I didn't do it this
year. Do it this year. Well, that probably explains it. Yep.
All right. Well, I appreciate your help.
Well, thanks a lot. And those pimentos, probably even with a little bad spot on them, still be mighty tasty. That's a delicious pepper.
Oh, they are. We just cut off the bad and eat the good.
Yep. There you go. Thanks, Joe.
All right. Bye.
And we still have our contest picture. I thought this was going to be fairly easy. I'm always guessing wrong. When I think they're easy, they're hard. When I think they're going to be hard, people guess them or identify them right away. Somebody called in, by the way, and said that on the essential oils for ticks and things like that, that Dr. Mercola, who has a website, who sells all kinds of products on there, but one of them that he has is an essential oil product for that purpose, and it contains geranium oil and lemongrass and sesame and cinnamon and castor oil. And that looks like a pretty good product. So those of you that are having trouble finding essential oil products out there in your local stores, you can check online, and the Mercola site is one place that has something that looks pretty good there. Let me do a couple of things real quick before I go back to the phones. In Howard's Garden, we got all kinds of stuff going on. But one of the things that happened that kind of fits with some of the calls this morning, my angel wing begonias are having a little bit of trouble this year compared to some years, and I think it's just the heat. And in the front yard where I took down a big bur oak to plant a new tree, to plant a Texas ash, it didn't dawn on me that I was, supposed to be a landscape architect and understand this stuff. I didn't realize that I was going to be allowing a little bit more direct sunlight in the morning to hit that bed, and I got some burn there. So from tomatoes and peppers, like we've been talking, to annuals and perennials, if you change the amount of sunlight that a plant is used to, during the season, it can get the same thing that we get on our skin when we stay out in the sun too long, sunburn. So be careful about that, and just realize that that is something that's important. The only pest problem and negative thing I've seen happening, and it's a little bit of a head scratcher, the big yellow cestrum that we've had in the backyard in the shade for a long time, I think got, during the rains that we had not too long ago, stayed just a little bit too wet and had a big limb in it die. And I just trimmed that limb out, and the rest of it is doing fine. Like I told a caller earlier, the yellow cestrum is one of those plants that will grow in a pot and bloom for you all summer long, or it will bloom in a pretty shady situation as well. The other thing that's going on in my garden is that we have some visitors in the outdoor fireplace chimney. And Nellie, our tree-climbing dog, detected the little barn swallows, probably is what they are, chirping up there. And I've got to be careful. I'm going to talk to some chimney sweeps about how they normally handle that kind of thing. Hopefully, they'll just be gone early enough so that in the fall when we start to build fires in there again, it won't be a problem. We talked about that this is the time to plant some fall vegetables, get those things in. The things that you plant early in the spring can do better from this point forward than they maybe did from early spring till now. Things like beans, peas, cucumbers, squash, tomatoes, peppers, all those kinds of things. We've got plenty of time left to have good production. shade those little transplants, especially if they come from a nursery where they've been getting some shade, and or put some shade cloth over the area just to get them through this intense heat, and then you're going to see some tremendous production in the fall. For those of you in the South, you can go right on into the winter and have great production right into winter months, and all you have to do is just protect the plants. If we have one of those days where the temperature drops tremendously in a very short period of time. Telephone number to be with me. Oh, and the trees. Let me do that real quick, and then we'll get back to the phones. It is tree planting time. I have transplanted some little ginkgo transplants that came up from seedlings. We've planted a few new things. I ordered a new parodia, the Persian ironwood, and planted that. And we've done a few little fruit trees here and there. And it dismays me to hear some of the bad recommendations, and it's in some of the books that you shouldn't pay attention to as well. And that is when you plant a fruit tree or a pecan tree, and sometimes they even recommend this on ornamental trees, you should thin the tree out real heavily, and even with pecans and things like that, cut 50% of the top of the tree off. Really goofy recommendations, in other words. Because the best thing to do when you're planting a bare-rooted tree, a container tree, a tree that is bald and burlapped, or just a tree that you're transplanting from one place to another. And like I said, I just transplanted a ginkgo a month ago in this kind of heat. You move it over to the new location with its roots intact, which will be the case in a bald and burlapped or a container plant from the nursery. All the roots are in the container. So cutting the top back to compensate for root loss is just silly. There's no root loss. It's all there in the container. If it's a bald, if it's a a tree that's just dug from one spot to another, just get as much soil as you can and move it over to the new spot. If a little falls off and it stays moist, it even bare roots and stays moist, which mine did. I did it so quickly and sloppily. It didn't miss a beat. It's just growing like crazy. I moved another one to a container at the office, and same thing. So when you're getting a tree from a nursery that's bare-rooted, as long as it has stayed moist and is leafed out at this point in time, you're not going to find too many bare-rooted plants at this time of the year. So in the fall and the winter, when there's no foliage there, keep that plant moist with paper wrapped around it and moisture. Move it to the new location. Don't cut a twig off of it. Plant it up at the right height. It'll be in, it'll be healed in the storage material, probably too deep. So set it at the right height, water it in, keep that moisture good, and keep the mulch on the soil, not piled up on the stem, worst thing you can do, but out from the stem, keep the bare soil covered, and your little plants, without cutting a leaf, a stem, a twig, and certainly don't cut half of the tree off when you transplant it, will do just beautifully. When you cut a tree back severely at planting, guess what happens when the tree starts to grow? The first thing it's going to do is try to use its energy to replace what you've cut away. So you're doing damage. You're not doing anything good. You're doing damage to the little plants. Open line at this number, 866-444-3478. Here is Jim in Hagerstown, Maryland. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Quick question. I'm using your ant treatment for sugar ants that I have a problem with this year.
Okay.
And part of it was putting diatomaceous earth around. And I found two different versions. There's a food grade, and then there's this stuff that I found in the box store that has all kinds of cautions about keeping it away from pets and so on and so forth. Do you have a recommendation on that?
Well, any diatomaceous earth that is in its natural amorphous form, in other words, dug out of the ground and ground up and put in a bag, is food grade. It's just that there's one company in the country that has, years ago were able to be able to use that on their bag. So if the bag is pure diatomaceous earth, then it'll say basically this. It'll say 85% silica dioxide, and then the rest of it, 15%, I don't remember how it's broken up, 10 and 5 or what it is, but basically the 15% will be inert ingredients. It'll be trace minerals, water, which is hard to believe, dry material like that. But that's pure diatomaceous earth. You don't get it any purer than 85% silica dioxide. Let me put you on hold. I'm sorry we ran out of time. You probably have something else. We'll chat off the air, or I'll keep you till I get back.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And Mary Rose, I'll talk to him. If you put that back on hold, we'll just talk to him on the air. He may have something else anyway. Let's talk to Nicholas in Sandwich, Illinois, and he's got a guess on the plant. Nicholas, she told me what you were guessing, a black maple. It is a maple, but that's not right. If you've got a different maple guess, I'll let you give it a shot, and if you got another question for me, that'd be fine too.
Okay, so let's go with Florida maple. That was my second guess.
Florida maple? No, it's not it. It's
It's
one from this part of the world. Did you have another question for me or anything?
I guess when I'm mixing up, you know, like my compost teas, how long do I need to let that sit? I just was filling up a 5-gallon bucket about a quarter of the way up with the compost, and then just filled it up with water and just let it sit. Last time I let it sit for about a week or so, and then I strained it out. And then we used that, you know, we add it to the water when we water to the watering can. That's the basics for the compost tea, right?
Right. The length of time you leave compost tea to sit and brew, just, I don't think anybody totally agrees on that. Bob Webster tells people to leave it longer than I do in the cornmeal mixture, you know, to use for spraying plants that have diseases. He recommends a little longer. I see pretty good results when I let it sit for 24 hours or less. But some people say you don't leave it for several days. What happens with compost tea is if you're aerating it, if you're running air through it with a little pump, and you're putting molasses in it and you're stimulating more fungal activity that way, if you run it for a while, it really fires up the microbes, these beneficial fungi. And if you run it too long, it'll change its smell and it'll start killing the biological activity. So the best thing to do is just kind of play it by ear. My best guess would be to tell you 24 hours or less is probably a good idea, especially if you're running air in it.
Okay. Now, when you are mixing up like the Garrett juice mixture, I've got the liquid or the jelly, whatever, pure molasses in the jar. And then I got like a fish emulsion. I couldn't find any a fish emulsion, emulsifier, whatever, something, ground up fish. And I couldn't find seaweed liquid. for some reason. And yet I did find it was interesting. They sold Espoma at the garden center at the big the farm store that I got everything else at. So it was nice to see that brand. That was
Oh, good. Well, they may have a, I'm not, I should know this, but they may have a seaweed product or one of the products at least has as a an ingredient, the seaweed. That'd be a way to go.
Okay.
You could just buy some kelp, too, and chop it up and soak it in water and get it that way. You could also buy the seaweed mail order, and there are some dry products where you just add water to them, and they'd be lightweight and wouldn't cost much to buy a mail order. That'd be another way to go.
Oh, that's, that is absolutely lightweight. That's right, just dried leaves.
Yeah.
That could, you can get a lot for a little. Okay.
Well, you're thinking well. That's good. Good job.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
All right, Nicholas. Thank you. It's a maple. Yeah, the mystery plant is a maple. Those are the Samara or Samara, the seed. But to win, you've got to guess the exact maple that is. I'll give you a hint that it's one of my favorite plants here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but it will grow in a wide range across the country. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. There's Carla in Plano, Texas, where we're going to have our big event coming up September the 15th.
Right, right. Hey, Howard, I bought two hibiscus plants, put them in big pots on my patio. One of them is throwing it, well, the leaves are turning yellow, and they're just dropping off. I don't think I planted that one deep enough in the pot. But got any ideas about how to fertilize that?
Well, one of the things when you're how long ago did you plant the hibiscus?
Oh, gosh. It's been what is this, July?
It's been a while.
Now. May.
Okay. Did you soak that root ball just really, really well before?
Man, I sure did.
Okay. Well, the only thing that could cause the aborting of the leaves now would be keeping it too wet or too dry. And you can keep things too wet when it's this hot. I've done it in one pot myself. The one pot that we have some pences in, it holds the moisture for some reason more so than the others. And I was a little too careless and didn't notice. I was keeping it a little bit too much on the wet side, and I had one of the plants die. So that's the only thing that can go wrong at this time if you planted it well and hydrated
it. Well, it feels real dry on the top. But
well, just one of the things that happens when it's really wet like this, you need to water a pot and water it 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 and really soak it so it comes up to the rim and then drains through and the bubbles come up and you know you're taking care of all the dry pockets down through the pot.
Right.
I bet you that's what happened.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Get out there and get to work. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We've blazed through 2 hours already. Thanks for calling and being part of the show. I really enjoy visiting with you every week. We've got another hour. For those of you whose radio station doesn't carry that hour, go to dirtdoctor.com, listen to the live stream, which we do on all 3 hours, and then the podcasts are there for people who want to listen later. dirtdoctor.com.